Azzy Dobel, who Swiss guest on issue in the news this Friday, now sheds light on the induction and institution ceremony. He was interviewed by staff man Gwen Richie Sambe.
The Presbyterian Church of Cameroon, as we all know, it's a religious body and one of the frontline religious institutions in our country, which covers all over the 10 regions in Cameroon and abroad. The church is headed by a dynamic leader, the Right Reverend Dr. Funke Samuel Foba, whom we know is gradually going to the end of his very, very rich mandate. And the church is the embodiment of what Cameroonians look for, children of God seek for, that about peace, love, and taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the world. The Tukebe Parish was founded in September 2004, a break out of some Christians from Simeyong who were living around the vicinities of Tukebe and could not continue taking the distances to Simeyong. So they created a Tukebe congregation. And from 2004 till now, a Tukebe parish is 20 years old. And we are a fast-growing congregation. And in this presbytery, East Bongo North Presbytery, we are considered to be the third stronghold of the Presbyterian churches east of the Bongo North.
What have you achieved in 20 years?
We have achieved a lot from the spiritual part of it and to the physical part of it. Spiritually, the church Etukebe has grown tremendously in terms of population. We have also been able to be one of the congregations that fits the PCC with cream of pastors for training and serving the church. Physically, we have been able to help our Christians also in sustainable economy to see how they can meet up with the challenges of the day-to-day life. And particularly right now, we are in a very mammoth project to see how we give our God the deserved grandeur that he is on earth by constructing a church that is under construction right now, church that will have about 3,000 Christians.
The Etukebe Parish of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon will be having a new shepherd next Sunday. Could you shed light on this event?
Actually, the induction ceremony on Sunday is that high point that comes to legitimately and legally makes a pastor to know that, okay, he was sent through staffing to a Tukebe congregation and now they are coming to institute him so that he can be able to carry out his pastoral activities with no problems or with no fear that tomorrow something may happen. The pastor has been serving in that congregation for 2 years now, and it's Sunday that he will be inducted and instituted officially to the Christians of Etukebe and East Bongo North Presbytery as a parish pastor. And let's not forget the Presbyterial Treasurer for East Bongo North Presbytery, which is the second most important position administratively in our presbytery and also as our parish pastor.
Who is this new pastor who shall be officially having his baton of command next Sunday?
This man of God, as we fondly call him, our friend and our papa, is Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji, a young, humbled, experienced, spirit-filled pastor that was carefully sent to us by staffing under the control of the Right Reverend Dr. Funke Samuel Foba, who is the head of the church and the staffing committee. He was sent here to serve in Etukebe as the third presbyterial treasurer who is being hosted by Etukebe congregation. So Etukebe is having now the third pastor as presbyterial treasurer after having Reverend Gungan Paul and from there Reverend Wanchin Christopher, and now we are having Reverend Fosu Bernard. Reverend Fosu Bernard is a pastor who has been treasurer for over 20 years. This year will make officially 20 years that he's treasurer in the PCC. You can now imagine the experience and the cream of pastor that we will be inducting on Sunday. And also, he's been ordained pastor in the Presbyterian Church for over 24 years now. So that is the pastor we are having that will be instituted to us. And for the 2 years he has been with us, he has done tremendous work. I mean, tremendously. And we can't wait for that day to come, and we bless God for that man of God.
Where will the induction or institution take place?
The induction institution will take place at our Etukebe Parish congregation, situated just behind the CMPS. If you're around Etukebe, after Centre des Handicapés, you have the Presbyterian Church there, a very, very imposing structure under construction. That is where the institution will take place. This induction and institution is peculiar because it's going to rally over 40 pastors that are found here, East Bongo North Presbytery, and with over 30 chairpersons of other congregations. One, because he's the presbyterial treasurer. And secondly, a lot of spiritual activities, from the processional to the worship, the singing, thanking God, the sermons, and the word that will be given to us by the preacher of that day. And we are going to have also a profile of the pastor who will be inducted, because many Christians may not know his spiritual parkour or his pastoral baggage that he has as a pastor. So those are some of the activities that we'll be having. And after the divine service, definitely it will be a moment for celebration. We are going to bless the pastor too, because you know he's doing a lot to enrich us spiritually, feed us with the word of God. So that day is going to be a moment for all the Christians and those we have invited to come join us, so that we can bless our pastor too.
Who is to officiate this divine service?
The chief officiator is the presbyterial secretary, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Versha, who is the chief administrator of this presbytery. So he will be the chief celebrant of that institution that day.
How are the Christians of the Etukebe Parish of the PCC bracing up for this event?
We have been waiting for this occasion for over 2 years since the pastor came. It is no news, because at the back of our mind and in most of our programs, especially in the groups and the choirs, we were just like, okay, let's wait for the day to come. And finally, the day has come. For over 3 months now, we have been mobilizing under a steering committee led by cream of fathers and mothers of the congregation, who have been able to see how they mobilize friends who can come and support us, ensure that Christians are in tandem with the fear of us to induct that pastor. We have been doing a lot of cleaning around the church compound. We have mobilized a lot of security to ensure that that day everyone feels secured. We have also gone extra mile to see how we project it at the level of large screens. That's why we are here at Law of CRTV, which we want to thank the Director General for granting us the opportunity to come and do a live coverage. The level of the Christians too, everybody's mobilized, because choirs in the congregation, they are preparing, as I'm talking to you, a lot of new songs being composed to glorify God for that day.
True that your pastor has been with you for over 2 years now.
Definitely.
Now that he will be officially inducted next Sunday, any expectation from him?
We have a lot of expectations from our pastor. First and foremost, he's a church builder. He is a crowd puller. Crowd puller in the sense that he understands the challenges and just what Christians need. We pray God to continue to fortify him and to tell him that now that he will be inducted and put into office officially, much is expected of him. Together with this local session of Etukebe, we promise him that together we will see how we realize the completion of our church project, which is very paramount for us, and also meeting to the spiritual and physical needs of Christians. Because, you know, nowadays we have a lot of people who are sick spiritually, financially, and otherwise. And he is not sparing any energy to ensure that, at least, if not to meet it completely, but let us fulfill one of the core missions of the church, which is to heal, bring liberation to Christians. We just plead with him that, pastor, as you'll be inducted on Sunday, do more work, because to whom much is given, much is expected.
Apart from the Christians of the Presbyterian Church, who are those expected to attend this event come Sunday?
We have invited our sister congregations around, like the Baptist colleagues and our neighbors and lovers and well-wishers of Etukebe.
Any particular message to the Christians as far as this induction and institution is concerned?
Is first and foremost a message of prayers, that we need to commit this event in the hands of the Lord, so that the induction should pass on free and that God's presence be felt in everything that we do. Remember what scripture says, that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain. So we call on all Christians of Etukebe to go on their knees and pray, and also prepare. I am very moved to borrow the words of the chairman of the steering committee, who said that go to your cupboard, to your box, remove your best dresses for those who are in the pastor's group and all of the choirs, make use of pressing so that on that day we come out in our colors, so that that day we give the color and the pomp that the event deserves.
To the elders and officials of the church,
we know our role. We are helpers of the pastor. Continue giving that helping hand. And as I'm talking to you, a lot of work is being done now on the ground by the elders in their respective committees where they've been assigned, and the officers of the church. We pray that when you come to Itukebe on Sunday, may God lead you to do just what he wants you to do for us on Sunday.
The Congregational Secretary of the Presbyterian Church, Itukebe Yawunde, Elder Aziz Debel, thanks for being our guest on Issue in the News over the national station of the CRTV this Friday.
My pleasure.
Time for us to take on Story of the Week today. Our Story of the Week will focus on the solemnity of the Feast of the Assumption, an annual event commemorated across the globe on 15th of August. It is a day Catholic faithfuls believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary ascended into heaven, body and soul. In the following report, Ebude Ekane says, Catholics honor Mary because of her obedience to give birth to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The Blessed Virgin Mary is venerated because she is the mother of our Lord and Savior and a model of